This is Marketplace from APM. I'm
Pens
Kai
are
Rizdal.
Being put to paper this evening in New Zealand. It's a signing ceremony for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that giant and not completely uncontentious trade deal that's pending between the United States and 11 other countries. Something like 30% of global trade hangs in the balance on this thing. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here from the TPP desk with an update. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Kai.
So remind me where we are in this whole long process that is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, would you?
Right. Okay. So if you think about when a bill becomes law, usually the last thing that you'll see is President Obama signing it. This is not that. We are not we are not there. This is one step in a very long process, but there are lots of other steps that need to happen.
All right,
so
like what?
For example, there's this big assessment of the economic impact of the deal that the U.S. International Trade Commission has to put together. That'll probably be out in May.
Yeah.
And then we need to draft legislation that actually puts into law all the stuff that's been agreed to in the text of this agreement, all those thousands of pages. And Congress needs to vote on that.
Well, speaking of Congress, right, you had Speaker Ryan at the House yesterday, other congressional leaders. Given that this is the big legislative thing on the president's agenda this year, you have to believe it came up, right? And when it's going to get taken care of?
It definitely came up. We know they talked about it, but we still don't have a timeline, and the path forward is very unclear. So in a call with reporters yesterday, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, on his way to New Zealand, he just kept saying that they're looking for the most conducive window. So when is that? You know, it's really tough to say. Is it before the elections? Is it after the elections? The elections are a big complication in this process.
Spin that out a little bit, because there's kind of an unusual alignment of people not real happy with this deal.
Yeah, it's interesting, because when you think about who traditionally supports a big trade agreement like this, usually you have support on the Republican side and Democrats less so. Mm-hmm. And especially in an election year, this is a tough sell for Democrats. They want to be very wary of what their constituents think. They want to be wary of organized labor, which by and large does not support this agreement. And if you think about on the Republican side, that traditional support, it's been much more cautious or tepid this time.
Remind me what happens when Congress finally gets this thing. There is fast-track authority, which means no amendments, just an up or down vote, right? How's that going to go?
Ambassador Froman has said he is not interested in renegotiating pieces of this agreement. He does not want to go down that rabbit hole. So then how do you address the parts of it that people don't like? It's hard. Froman talked about stressing how the deal would be implemented and enforced. He talked about highlighting specific companies and constituents who would benefit from the pact with lawmakers to, you know, go to people in their districts. And using groups like the Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers, who have recently endorsed the agreement. But it's hard. It's really hard to change minds on this issue, especially in an election year.
Especially. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson on the next steps for the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Tracy, thanks a bunch.
Anytime.